Here's a thought I'll title, Feedback During Processing. I suspect, like all my fellow zone system photographers who started photography in the 60s, 70s, 80s, maybe even the 90s, we learned the Ansel Adams, technically, actually, it was Richard Zakia and Minor White's zone system, but Ansel Adams made it popular. The zone system was a method of exposing and developing film for a predetermined image. That is to say, we were taught as a foundational aspect of photography to pre-visualize, to think exactly how we wanted the image to be in the finished print before we click the shutter. And then based on how we wanted the finished print to look, we would employ exposure and developing techniques to help us achieve that goal. But it all started with knowing what we wanted before we clicked the shutter. Pre-visualization. That was the kind of photography I did for almost 20 years. And then it dawned on me with the advent of the digital workflow that I much prefer its opposite. Instead of pre-visualizing, I found an incredibly useful part of the process was the experimentation that was so easy to do with the digital workflow. I would bring up an image in Photoshop or when Lightroom came around in Lightroom and then start visualizing what it could be. And every time I changed something like contrast or cropping or whatever, each change, each experiment led to alterations. I would look at the image and say, yes, but what if I tried this? What if I tried that? Experimentation is sort of the order of the day with digital processing. And what I discovered was my images became much more inventive and the materials much more pliable to accomplish things that I never knew were possible. And you might say, well, the same thing happened with the wet darkroom. We would go into the wet darkroom and try dodging and burning so many seconds in a corner or wherever. And if that didn't work, we would try it again. And if that didn't work, we'd try it again. But all of those attempts were trying to get recalcitrant materials to obey our wishes. We knew how we wanted the image to look, and it was just a question of figuring out how many steps were involved, the proper paper grade, the proper developing, etc., to achieve that pre-visualized and anticipated image. But that's not the same thing that happens, at least for me, with digital processing. Digital processing opens the game of, what if I did this? What if I did that? Like I say, it's a lot more experimental in nature than pre-visualization and then fighting the materials to produce what we wanted. Another aspect of digital processing that is so critical, so valuable, so irreplaceable in my current workflow is the ability to go back, which again was technically possible in the analog darkroom, I just never did it. But now with the digital workflow, once I've created an image, I can either make a virtual copy and keep experimenting on the virtual copy without losing the original, or I can make a snapshot of an image at a certain state of processing and then continue to do more processing. And if I want to go back because I realize I've arrived at a dead end, I can just pull back and go to the previous state and try another approach. I love this about digital processing. I don't think I'd want to go back to the analog darkroom, well, other than the fact that it was just plain a lot of fun. And I did enjoy the physical aspects of mixing chemistry and all the fun toys that it took to be successful in the wet darkroom. But from a creative point of view, I look back on it now and think, I would not want to go back to pre-visualization and fighting materials to execute my vision as a creative process, that I much prefer the experimental process and playing the game with each image. What would it look like if I did this? Another interesting sidelight as a result of the feedback I get during processing is I realize there's more than one answer. In the wet darkroom days with pre-visualization, I had in my mind's eye how I wanted the image to look, and once I had achieved that, I was essentially done. Again, that's not a physical limitation of the analog darkroom, but it was a mental limitation of my thinking about how processing affects photography. That once I had coaxed and cajoled the materials to produce what I wanted, that was the end of the creative process. I was done. I finished it, dried it, matted it, framed it, spotted it, all that kind of stuff, and it was a done deal. Now, with any given image, I realize I could make 10, 20 different finished images with different processing, with different vision, with different intent. And all of that is possible because of the feedback I receive during processing in the digital workflow that feels to me like it really supports creativity and supports experimentation. And looking back on my 50 years in photography, there is a definite dividing line between early work and later work where you can see that kind of creativity kick in because of a shift in mindset that comes from the feedback during processing.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.